This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, it took a couple of years and a big dip in viewership, but the NFL has realized the public was turned off by the controversy over players kneeling during the national anthem. Today, Roger Goodell, who runs the league, announced a new policy banning public anthem protests. If players don't want to stand, they have to stay in the locker room or their team will be fined. Already, the NFL Players Union has protested the rule, and New York Jets chairman Christopher Johnson says the team will simply pay the fines if his players decide to protest. Jason Whitlock is with Fox Sports One, a frequent guest on the show, and he joins us now. Jason, thanks for coming on.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
So I read this Goodell statement, which seems fine, but this line stuck out, and I'm quoting, "We are dedicated to continuing our collaboration with players to advance the goals of justice and fairness in all corners of our society," which made me wonder, are they going to take positions on tax policy or NAFTA next? I thought this was like a football league, no?
They're not going to. Listen, I think Roger Goodell and the NFL are trying to please everyone.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure if you can accomplish that.
That's true.
Listen, I think some people are heartened that, okay, the players that take the field will be called upon to stand and respect the national anthem and the flag. But I think he's opened an opportunity for a conversation about the players that don't come out on the field, and that will drive a discussion about the NFL that might be a bit uncomfortable and not what the league wants. I really think, Tucker, they should have done one of two things. They could have said to the players, look, we're just going to remove the national anthem from your involvement. Everybody stay in the locker room. We'll just do it with our fans.
Yeah,
that would have been option one. Option two, and it might have been the one I would have preferred, I wish he would have just said, look, if you come out and you disrespect the national anthem, you won't play. You'll still get paid, but you won't play. And so that will force NFL owners and coaches to be a bit more vigilant about who's on their team and whether these players want to hurt their team by, you know, honoring their protests during the game. Make some real consequences for that protest.
And very smart. So
there should be consequences.
Why didn't he do that? I mean, that's such a kind of a brilliant solution. Why didn't he do that?
I think the goal was to please everybody, players, the left-wing media that hates football, and yeah. Then also trying to please the sports fans and the actual consumers of football who just want the players to respect the flag, respect the anthem, and put on an entertaining game. People go to sporting events to be distracted from our politics and debates about race. Sports
yeah.
and football stadiums have been where people of all kinds of different backgrounds, economically, race, politics, all come together and root for a common team. It hasn't been a place to go to discuss sports. I mean, to discuss politics.
That's right. And I think it's great to have a respite from all this insanity. Jason Whitlock, host of Speak for Yourself on Fox Sports One, one of our favorite guests. Great to see you.
Well, appropriately said, right? I mean, why do we watch games like this? Why do we get involved in sports? It's an apolitical deal. You start bringing politics into it, especially now with the temperament in this country about anything that is political. You got to be real careful. You know, why would you compromise your brand? I mean, this is the big question that people have been asking about the NFL. They need to get on the other side of this as quickly as possible. And certainly the start was something they should have done, you know, years ago. Why they waited this long is beyond me. But, you know, they'll get through it. They'll get on the other side. The fans will return. But the more they pick at this, the more problematic it's going to be. Even the president had tweeted out and saying and congratulating the NFL for doing what he called the right thing. and, you know, let the teams deal with this, and hopefully they will appreciate what it is that their fans come to the game for and pay all that money to watch them do, and that is to play, not to be political. They've got plenty of other outlets if they want to plug into the political aspect of our life and our culture, right? Just about 5 minutes after the top of the hour.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound?
Good evening and welcome to Tucker Carlson Tonight. It turns out they were all lying to you. The greasy cable show host, the self-righteous Obama administration hacks, the corrupt FBI leadership. There was no spying on the Trump campaign. That's what they told us again and again for over a year. That's what they're still telling us, even as they simultaneously admit that's what actually happened. That's what they did. That's how dumb they think you are, by the way. That's how much contempt they have for you. They don't even bother to make rational arguments anymore. They just bark louder and assume you will believe it. Today, disgraced bureaucrat Jim Comey claimed the FBI didn't really spy on the Trump campaign. He said they used, quote, confidential human sources, which, by the way, is what the FBI calls spies. As Comey put it, facts matter. Hilarious. But then Comey turned serious, or as serious as a buffoon can. Spying on the Trump campaign, he said, was, quote, tightly regulated and essential to protecting the country. Comey went on to point out that asking any questions about any of this will, quote, do lasting damage to America. In other words, hey, serfs, shut up and obey. We could go on and on, but you've been watching television lately. You know what lies they're telling.
It is astounding, isn't it? How we're being, as I say, you know, treated like mushrooms, kept in the dark as much as possible, and fed this manure. But I believe Main Street America is understanding this, although it is a bit brain-bruising, there's no doubt about it, you know, to follow all this stuff. And you go, wow, this is our government, and we're paying for this? This is what we're paying for? And this thing is run amok. It's out of control. So what are we going to do about this deep state? Do we have the courage to really take this deep state on? And we have no idea what this deep state is willing to do, because we have our own perceptions about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and their definition of said elements of our U.S. Constitution, if they even agree with the Constitution anymore. They seem to be moving away and having their own manifesto that seems to run in direct contrast with the Constitution. And I know you're probably asking the same question. You know, that says, hey, where's the government? Where's the government that is supposed to protect and serve us from this kind of radical behavior? Where's the judiciary? Where's the legislature? Where's the executive branch? Why are they allowing this to happen? I mean, the fact that it's at this level, it's obvious that this government has gotten too big, that it's out of control. And, you know, and I'm grateful. I got to tell you, I'm grateful for Donald Trump. We knew Donald Trump was going to shake things up. Because you bring somebody into the, you know, the whole throw of it and the beltway and everything that is Washington, D.C., it seems, that is not beholding to the traditions of Washington, D.C., it can be a bit disruptive. And this is why many Americans voted for this president, because they knew that it was time to shake things up. We needed to clear this. I mean, I've been saying, I remember, you know, my dad and I, when I was very young, we had these conversations, and I said, Dad, I think they need to have, like, as much as I knew then even, you know, somebody to come in, an outsider to come in and clear things up, you know, much like a, you know, like a bankruptcy lawyer who, or a consultant who comes into a business and sees all the problems, all the silly choices they've made along the way and how they've lost a trajectory and lost business and are not growing any longer. And get somebody from the outside to come in and make those hard decisions that the people who are there, maybe they're family members or, you know, it's the way it's always been. And you've got a culture that says, hey, this is the way it should operate, you know, kind of like the FBI and other institutions within our government. So, well, you know, look at, hey, I paid my dues. I paid my dues based on, you know, the program that was in play. You know, I sacrificed things. I made compromises because those were the rules of the day. See, and this is why, you know, I mentioned regarding the FBI, and I appreciate the honesty of John Guandolo as we were talking about it. And I could tell he's grieved by it. And I can appreciate that the downline of the FBI, outside of the upper echelon, how grieved they are. And maybe some of them are able to pause and say, wow, you know, I've allowed the culture, I've allowed the influence of upper management to get down and, you know, I need to reevaluate my values here and do something different. And that's what you're hearing now with some of the downline of the FBI going, wait a minute. You know, they're starting to spit out this stuff, if you know what I mean. They're starting to call out. They want to talk about James Comey. They want to come out and talk about Bob Mueller and say, look at, you know, these guys are unhinged. And they are no longer apolitical. You know, they disguise themselves as being apolitical, but they have a different political agenda other than what most of us would think has any kind of relevance to the U.S. Constitution. And that's coming out really clear. There's a lot of smoke here. And it's not just the smoke from, you know, the sedentary BS that's been piled up and the manure that's smoking. I mean, there is legitimate smoke here. And this is what you're seeing is the deep state is in a deep scramble because they see and understand this IG report is pending. Well, why all of a sudden are we starting to hear some of these things? It kind of reminds me, if you remember, when Lois Lerner planted a media hack in the audience to ask her a question because she knew an IG report was coming up. And she thought, okay, well, I'm going to get ahead of this and I'll be in front of this so I can block this and kind of, manage any kind of blowback that's going to be on the IRS for, you know, being very selective and anti-conservative. Anything that had Tea Party names in it, they were going to slow walk any kind of exemption, you know, tax exemption and that. Anything that was liberal, boy, well, they fast-tracked. They made it through. And what galls me to this day, and I keep bringing this up, I go, where's the reporting on this? How come we're not hearing the outrage that the IRS single-handedly probably affected, and you know, Jenny Beth Martin and I have talked about this as well, is that the fact that, I mean, here we are worried about the Russians, you know, thinking about what they couldn't, you know, might have done. But we're starting to find out that we have agencies within our government. We have a deep state, a shadow government that has been influencing, you know, our election system for a long time. I mean, the fact that you even have a former attorney general, Eric Holder, saying, oh, you know, he looks right square into the camera and says, there's no voter fraud going on. I mean, he says this, and he really, I believe he believes that. And he really believes there's no voter fraud. And I go, how can you make that statement? I mean, you're an attorney general. I mean, aren't you reading and seeing what I'm seeing? I mean, what am I on some special list that says, okay, give Bill Martinez this news, but don't give it to an attorney general that says these people are getting arrested and convicted of voter fraud? You know, what, you know, this is the delusion of the deep state. They have themselves convinced in much the same way as, you know, we've heard, you know, people talk about the faculty lounge, you know, justice and political theory that operates. They all sit around having their coffee in their echo chambers, you know, wanting to build a country. And if they, you know, the liberals, you know, could have their chance, or the socialists could have their chance, Well, the fact of the matter is they've had their chance, and they've destroyed nations. They've killed millions of people. And it astounds me that we even have people in this country today that even can dance around with that idea and think that that's even a possibility, that that's something they would want in their lives. I'll tell you, it really speaks of the lack of information and education that exists in our country today. It's quite dangerous, ladies and gentlemen. We need to wise up. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states. And claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
See color here. We just love America. Bill Martinez live.
You are life, every breath. Your love beating.
know it's what makes us the United States of America when we are united, but there is a temperament, an attitude that has been prevailing over the last decade or so that wants to divide us and wants us at each other's throat. And look what that does. You know, we seem to be uniting under a banner right now, and we've only got maybe just less than half of the country. But you imagine, and look what we've done. And I say we, along with this current administration in a short period of time, it has been absolutely outstanding. Now, you would think, because of the momentum and what is practically changing here in our country today, that there would be more of us getting behind this to get this country back on track. I want to bring Curtis Houck on right now. He's the managing editor of the Newsbusters. Curtis, good to have you back with us, always here on Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Great to be with you again. Yep.
Hey,
absolutely. Let's rock.
Yeah, let's do it. I mean, isn't this insane? I mean, you would think that we've got some momentum going in business. Our economy's looking up. Businesses that weren't supposed to, you know, give money back to the minions. How dare them? I mean, you know, the Democrats already had a great storyline all planned beforehand that once again, they were going to say those Republicans back those greedy corporate types. And, you know, what do they do with the big tax breaks? They start handing out crumbs to the minions. I mean, how dare they?
I know, right? I am able to better afford rent here in the crazy Washington, D.C. area because of the tax break. Oh, no, the horror.
Yeah, exactly. Who knows? Maybe there might be enough tax break there that we can get a 30-year-old out of his parents' house. I don't know.
No, I don't live in my parents' house, but yeah.
No, I'm not talking about you. I was talking about the 30-year-old that the parents had to take to court to get him out.
But again, this is the news media loves to focus on, you know, as a side note, stories like that. But more broadly, the news media, I think they are so committed to seeing this president fail. You know, and I personally, you know, not as Newsbusters managing editor, but as Curtis Houck, I have been a Trump skeptic, actually. But this tax plan has been, people realize, like, I don't know how you can argue with things like this about how it's making our country better. You look at your paycheck, there's more money there.
No doubt.
There is more money. I don't understand how you know, the news media, try as they may, you know, you want to say the facts don't lie, but, you know, it's kind of cliche, but it's true. You know, especially in this instance, the end of last year, CBS did a thing where they tried to sit down with a couple of families, and I'm sure they went into it with all kinds of expectations to find that the tax plan was actually going to hurt them or anything like that. They found that all these families would benefit from the tax plan.
Yeah.
You know, it's been shared by the RNC and, you know, the Trump administration and everybody, but that, to me, in a bottle, in so many words, shows that, you know, the positive aspects of this country. You know, and in terms of, you know, and the other issue that the people love to look at, pollsters in the media love to look at is right track, wrong track. Is if you're on the right track, on the wrong track.
Right.
The right track is flying away from the wrong track.
Well, there's a clear distinction between the two.
Yeah.
Much more than whether or not you hear Laurel or Yanni, right?
Yeah, exactly. When you start to see such, when you see the two parting away from each other as we have been, that is usually pause for, you know, celebration, you know, notice, acknowledgement. But that's not what we're seeing right now. If you see the news media, you know, you tune in and they're covering the same thing every day. You think, like, how difficult must it be to run, you know, a production editorial, you know, staff meeting at CNN? Because all they'd come in is want to talk about Stormy Daniels in Russia.
Right.
They want to talk about this president and say what's going on with, you know, the origins of the Russian investigation, say it's a conspiracy theory without actually saying it's a conspiracy, you know, why it is. But, oh, let's bring on a Jim Comey aide, you know, and then a former Robert Mueller aide to tell you why you're wrong. Oh, you know, these people have personal investments in taking out this president.
Yeah, but they're holding on to that bone as long as they can. I mean, that's like this California congressman, Eric Swalwell. And I mean, this guy, I mean, he's an attorney, for goodness sakes. I mean, he should be smarter than this. And he's holding on to this ideology of the left. And I, you know, that's the team he's playing on. But it's like, wait a minute. Have you looked at the scoreboard here? You guys are losing terribly. And the very game plan that you've been utilizing is taking you in the tank. But, you know, you're going to be an operative. I don't know that Eric Swalwell is particularly involved with the deep state, but he seems to be a pawn of it.
He's not very, you know, you're talking about he had a debate with Tucker Carlson a few nights ago, and he is just not a very bright, you know, guy with this, in particular on this issue of guns. His wild idea of having a massive buyback scheme, basically where, you know, if you don't give your firearm back and then the government gives you crumbs, to borrow another term, then, you know, it's basically like you have illegal drugs on the street. Yes, that is gun confiscation.
Yeah, but he says it's not like his idea that it wasn't gun confiscation, you know, was similar to James Clapper not wanting to say spying. What's not a spying exactly? It's like, no, yeah, it's spying, knucklehead, you know?
Yeah.
It's gun confiscation.
It's not.
Right.
You're either taking people's guns away or you're not.
Right.
You know, again, you know, James Clapper, also in his View interview, he said, I made a mistake, but I didn't lie.
Yeah,
you know?
It was a mistake because I misunderstood something from a couple of years ago. I wonder if Michael Flynn or, you know, Martha Stewart can kind of claim any kind of exoneration or expungement of their record because they just made a mistake and misremembering.
They thought of something else, Bill. Yeah, they were thinking of, you know, Martha Stewart was thinking about writing her next book. She was very busy thinking. When she lied about insider trading or something.
I gotta tell you, my kids are pretty creative and they've come up with some really good obfuscations, you know, when you confront them with the truth. But Clapper is, you know, he's really come up with the best one. I mean, God forbid our kids really, you know, get empowered with that line, you know, then how are you going to hold them, you know, take any kind of accountability? The thing was about Eric Swalwell too, that was unusual. Was he was brought on, Carlson was going to give him a whole half hour because remember he kept saying, oh, I've got the facts, you know, he's like, you know, Shifty Shift, also another Californian. They go, well, we got the facts, boy, you know, Donald Trump is pinned on this thing, we got it, and I don't understand why people don't realize that Donald Trump is guilty of sin here, and so Tucker says, hey, come on in, bring the facts, let's talk about it. Well, you know, some of this stuff is, you know, I don't have the liberty to be able to talk about it. All, well, wait a minute. You came on the show to, you know, demonstrate and lay out your facts, and now you're factless in Seattle here.
Right. Adam Schiff had an interview at least a year ago, I felt like, you know, if not within the last year, on, it was on MSNBC. I think it was even MTP Daily, where he came on and he told Chuck Todd basically that I've seen evidence of collusion. Mm-hmm. You know. And a year later, we still have yet to see that. You know, Chris Cuomo tried to do this yesterday with Jim Jordan. There's lots of proof of potential collusion.
Right.
It's a mouthful there. You know, I thought I was under the impression, you know, the Russians, there was either collusion or there wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, tons of proof for potential collusion. I feel like we're in a situation here now, Bill, where you're guilty until proven guilty.
Yeah.
But it's Trump.
Don't worry. We'll figure out something. I know you're guilty. We'll figure out something yet.
Yeah.
But, you know, the thing is whether it's Chris Cuomo or any of these other reporters, I mean, you just all of a sudden you just throw out your credibility. You know, there's no reporting stance. There's nothing in the tradition of a, you know, a Walter Cronkite, if you want to say, and not to say that, you know, Walter Cronkite always played it down the middle. I mean, look at, everybody's got their own perceptions. It's fine, but nowadays it's you know, it's like the mainstream media is turning into the National Enquirer of yesteryear.
Yeah, you don't even have to like President Trump to see what the news media is doing and their juvenile behavior.
Yeah, without a doubt. Curtis Houck, always good to have you with us. Thank you so much for being with us. Managing Editor of Newsbusters. I'm Bill Martinez Live.
If you are age 85 or younger, Call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
If you've been walking the same old road for miles and miles, if you've been hearing the same old voice up the same old lines, if you're trying to fill the same old holes inside, there's a better life. There's a better life.
Bill Martinez live.
Somebody testify, testify.
Every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, as we bring you right to the intersection of faith and reason and maybe just a lot of insanity these days. I understand your frustration, but it is comedic if you don't take it too seriously. And that's part of the challenges. I think that there's some cases that we need to be really serious about, and we're going to bring the counterculture mom on in just a moment, and we're going to be a little bit serious. But I think even Tina Marie would agree that some of this stuff is just laughable. Tina, let's bring you on, the counterculture mom, Tina Marie Griffin, on Bill Martinez, as she is here with us every week to talk about, what kind of idiocy is, pervading our culture. Now, we can laugh about it, but sometimes it's pretty serious because it does have its impact. But it's just unhinged, isn't it, Tina?
It is, and the funny thing is, looking at it, in previous years, growing up as a kid, I would be like, okay, that guy is a little bit nuts. Let's send him to Mars. But now it seems like the Earth is turning into Mars, and the people that still have common sense and want to honor God were like, where can we run? Even though we really want to be here to be disciples of Christ, but like, where can we run and hide? Is this really happening? It's been nuts lately, absolutely nuts.
Well, like Jesus said, look out and see the harvest. It is ripe for the picking.
Amen
because,
to that.
You know, really, I mean, because people are just, they're getting it. They're saying, wow, this is crazy, even though a lot that they see in the media would lead them to believe that this is not the case. But more and more people are beginning to reconcile, and we can be thankful for, you know, like Franklin Graham and what he's been doing across the country and bringing prayer to point and saying, look at, you know, we need to pray about this. I mean, if you're going to take a knee, why don't we take a knee to God and say, God, forgive us. I mean, and come to God, the creator of heaven and earth. And like all this stuff that's happening right now in our society, this is no surprise. I mean, we've been told long ago, thousands of years ago, we were told,
yep.
Woe in that day when you call, you know, good, evil, evil, good,
yep.
Sweet, sour, sour, sweet. I mean, here we are. I mean, we're in the midst of it, Tina.
We are, and last night we were at Grace Chapel. I had a minor heart attack at church there on Sunday when they said a guest speaker, and I don't know how to say his last name. I'm so bad. Amir Tsefadi.
Mm-hmm.
Tsefadi, he's from Israel, and he has a ministry called Behold Israel. He has tons, millions of views on his YouTube channel, and he's in the midst of all this in Israel and what's going on, and he lined up prophecy yesterday where he said at the very end, I had chills last night. After a solid hour, I could listen to this guy speak for 10 hours. He said, we are not in the last days, people. We're in the last hour.
Mm.
We're there.
Yeah.
So we know the time is short. And that's what's the exciting thing about it, too. He's like, what are you going to do to get off the bench and in the game? And he goes, let's get excited about the Lord and what he says is going to happen. And this was such an encouraging message that, yes, things are getting worse. But with those signs of the times, we know that Christ is one day closer.
Right. Yeah, exactly. I mean, it is clear. I mean, even Billy Graham, before he passed, and Billy Graham was very reticent to get involved into much of the prophetic. That was my observation and experience with the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. But in his final days, you know, and he said, you know, he came out and said, yeah, these are the final days. He admitted, even from his own understanding, that the signs clearly are here.
Mm-hmm.
But meanwhile, you know, we've been called to, you know, speak truth to power. To confront the insanity, you know, with God's love and God's truth. And, you know, it's all being exposed. I mean, and this is one of the things that we can, you know, I think this is the word for the day and even maybe the word for the decade here. Thank God for Donald Trump, with him being an outsider, is that he's such a disruptive force that he's calling into question all these things that mainstream America, you know, tuned out on and says, look at, I don't see the relevance of politics and some of these cultural intrusions because, you know, like you said, they're from Mars. I mean, they're from some other planet, you know, I just can't relate to this. So, you know, I'm just going to go about my business and, you know, raise my family and, you know, we'll let these knuckleheads just run off the precipice and see what happens here, you know.
Well, the hard part is I totally am all about protecting our family, but I also love that when we're in the game, and I know you feel the same way, when we're in the game and knowing the lies, because a lot of people are not knowledgeable. They don't know where to get accurate information. There's so much fake news going on, so many lies, the Satan twist, just a little piece of something, and you think it's all accurate, and it's not. Whereas when we get knowledge based on the Word of God and looking at our culture and comparing it and then speak truth on what's really going on in our culture, I think it's so awesome we grab our sword and shield and go out into the battle and actually say, hey, God gave me these talents. God gave me this knowledge. How can I protect the kids across the street? Because not everybody is doing their part as a parent today. Mm-hmm. And yet if we just hole up in our own house, God's going to hold us accountable. Well, you knew this but didn't share it. So I always have that hanging over my head. But at the same time, I don't do it because I'm afraid I might get in trouble with God someday when I see him. I want to make sure that I live out the full calling God has for me because living in the game is so exciting. Yes, there's challenges. Yes, you get persecuted. You could get threatened to be sued. I've seen and heard it all from people trying to attack me and stop me from speaking. But when I'm in the midst of speaking and I'm on stage and I'm thanking God as I'm saying what he wants me to say, I'm like, Lord, there's nothing else I would rather do than share the knowledge that you gave me. And for me, that my message is a pop culture exposing the darkness there. But everybody has a calling from God, and I don't want anyone to miss out, even the lost who don't know the Lord yet and hopefully will because we're out there in the game. How many people can we take with us is my main thing. I tell teens all the time, you don't want to go to heaven someday knowing the Lord and having your best friend burning in hell looking at you saying, Why didn't you? You're a Christian. Yeah,
right.
why didn't you tell me?
Yeah, it's you don't want to be a parade of one, okay?
Yeah, no.
We want a throng, you know, behind us, or we want to be part of that parade, whatever whatever role that God has called us to play in. Tina, I want to go back to what you said earlier, and that is, you know, the truth, and you started to draw reference to the full armor of God. And keep in mind, the very first thing we put on is that belt of truth, which is the center of our being. It's right there. And understanding, and that the truth, it starts with the truth and knowing what the truth is. And
yeah.
And I understand some people are going, well, you know, with all the news and stuff like that, I'm confused. I don't know what the truth is. Look, you know what the truth is. I mean, God has imprinted in all of us a conscience. You know, the book of Romans says, otherwise we'd have an excuse and say, well, God, you didn't tell me. Come on. We know right from wrong, and the problem is that we've got a society that wants to twist it in such a way to where it gets us confused. But we got to stop being confused. We don't need to be walking around in confusion. Okay,
go
back to the light, walk in the light, be as children of the light, and you'll be surprised and probably disturbed. Because I got to tell you, when I was in my experience, Tina, you know, having been in the media as well most of my life, I had to reconcile one day. God says, okay, it's time to talk. You know, we're going to talk about things that are black and white. I had a dear friend that was he was still black and white. It was disgusting, you know, and especially for somebody who was kind of, you know, I got caught up in the media world and I didn't even realize I was living in a gray kind of world. It was kind of okay, you know, not all that bad, you know, kind of thing. But when God confronted me with that and I had to deal with it, it shook me to my core, Tina.
Awesome.
I had to sit there and go, God, you know, please. I deserve to die, you know, right this sick second. I mean, I am like toast. I mean, I feel like, you know, Isaiah. It's like, oh, I'm as good as toast here. I've been confronted by God. I'm guilty as charged, and then some. And I just said, God, please, can you have mercy? Can you give me grace? Let me, you know, give me a couple of days. Give me something to where I can somehow in my own way, as if we can write something. Of course, we can't. This is why he sent us, you know, Jesus to redeem us. But still a part of you, when you realize that you're guilty as charged, you want to put some positive skin in the game. You know, you want to feel like, okay, hey, I've been playing on the wrong side and I really want to play on the winning side. Can you give me a chance to, you know, to come over and play on the winning team for a while?
And you know what? He will. And the wild thing is, there's a lot of people out there, because they've been on the dark side, that they can expose the darkness in a way that other people who haven't tapped into certain areas can't.
Exactly.
And
I guess,
so
yeah,
exciting.
We got to go to break. So we've got more from Tina Marie Griffin. Stay with us. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 18 before the top of the hour.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel. As a wise and educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Suffering needlessly with allergy symptoms, unwise. Getting a free 10-day sample of Zysol, quite wise. Zysol is the allergy medicine that's just as effective at hour 24 as at hour 1, which makes getting a free 10-day sample one of the wisest things you can do. So don't be unwise. Be wise all and visit Zysol.com for your free sample today. Use as directed.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312.
This report is brought to you by Fiber One. Brownies don't always have to mean guilt. Fiber One Brownie Bites satisfy your sweet tooth and offer the benefits of daily fiber. At only 130 calories per pack, it's a snack you can feel good about. As schedules start to get busy this spring, these delicious and perfectly portioned bites are the ideal on-the-go treat. With mouth-watering flavors like chocolate fudge and chocolate caramel, it's hard to believe each pack has 5 grams of fiber and less than 10 grams of sugar. Brooke Parkhurst, entertaining expert and cookbook author.
I carry Fiber One Brownie Bites in my bag just to have around when I crave a quick and delicious treat. They're low in sugar and high in fiber.
Add to your snacking routine this spring with this guilt-free indulgence. Find them at major grocery stores nationwide in the snack aisle. For specific retailers, visit FiberOne.com/shop. That's FiberOne.com/shop.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
We don't see color here. We just love America.
You call me out from the grave, so I can live like I'm in chains. There is a new song in my soul, and it begins when I breathe in your word of life.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, and this is the place where we celebrate our differences because it is our differences that bring us together in unity to do something greater than we can do on our own. I mean, this is what the United States is all about. Hey, we're talking with the counterculture mom who's out there in the fray of it all, staying in front of all the wackiness of our culture on behalf of our kids and our families, Tina Marie Griffin. Tina, I wanted you to talk about the media guide about texting, media guide to the number 44222, your counterculture mom app and how it's working.
Yes, thank you so much. I am a type of person where I don't like to regurgitate news stories unless, of course, it's positive, but I do like making people aware. My whole focus for the last 20 years is, you're either part of the problem or you're part of the solution. And I always ask God, please help me see the problem, but then use my brain and my experience, Lord, and give me guidance in the eyes to see and the brain to come up with how can I help people solve the problems. And so through my parent media guide, after 15 years of speaking, I had parents frantically writing down notes as I would speak. I've done prisons all the way to schools, cruise ships, everywhere in between. Bible camps, you name it. So first and foremost, if you're tuning in right now and you're like, hey, we got to get this woman to speak to our kids about pop culture and technology, how to be safe on it and what to watch out for and the positive options available. I cover TV shows, movies, magazines, organizations to cling to and run from, and also video games. Those are my top ones. Also eating disorders if they want me to, and purity events I've spoken at. But you can go to counterculturemom.com and book me through there. Send a quick little info through my booking form, and I can come speak live. But when at these live events, parents are frantically taking notes. Kids are trying to take screenshots of my presentation. I'm like, you know what? I have got to put together a parent media guide. The problem was too much note-taking. Solution was parent media guide. And by getting it, texting the word media guide, no spaces, to the number 44222, it's a sweet four-page PDF, very organized for busy parents, And sectioned off where the first page talks about a lot of family-friendly media that's available. And this is info that I've been gathering for the last 15, 20 years. I have a positive music list with hundreds of bands, all different genres available for parents to download and where to go to get it. Mm-hmm. Top family films, hundreds of family film choices through Movie Guide. They're awesome. All different genres again. You don't have to worry about, am I going to have a scene in here? I'm going to have to explain to my kids or be embarrassed or have to start off halfway through. Mm-hmm. This will have all the way through guaranteed a green light. It's safe. Top clean video games for our kids. A lot of kids are like, hey, what are some positive options? And these are not cheesy video games of like the 80s, even though I love Tetris and Pac-Man and Paperboy and all the rest. Mm-hmm. And those are listed because some of them are coming back.
Mm-hmm.
We also have a lot of video games that are very well-known, but the media does not like to push the positive. And so these are great games that everybody knows about that they won't be embarrassed if they're playing something, their kid, a friend across the street is playing with something else. They will know about it, and parents can be aware and get the right games for their kids. I also have entertainment reviews, music reviews, movie reviews, great books to get hands down that I've read and said, oh, my gosh, this has to be in every person's home in America to raise counterculture kids and keep them safe. I have that on there, as well as a digital detox from Covenant Eyes to get your first month free through the link that I have in this media guide. VidAngel is a great resource for parents where you can easily take out 3 or 4 minutes of a bad scene in a movie, and the entire thing is now clean. That takes you less than a minute. You get a free month of VidAngel to check that out. It's a filtering service for parents.
Mm-hmm.
And then also other things like helplines for cutting and suicide. Friendly comedians are on this list that are clean and amazing. And then organizations that parents can connect with if they want to get their talents going and their giftings going and help people around the world in different organizations that I highly recommend. I have that list in there as well as how to contact me, my store information on there for getting DVDs, CDs, books, everything on my store at counterculturemom.com, and how to connect with me on social media. All that in the parent media guide that really helps the parent do a pop culture purge and know where to start, because a lot of parents feel overwhelmed. They're like, Tina, where do I go? What do I do?
Exactly. How do I start?
Yes.
You know,
if they don't,
exactly.
Yes. And this will definitely help them to not feel overwhelmed and to have quick wins and see, oh, my gosh, I just did these 3 things off this thing this week and my kids are relating to me better and they're happier when they get done playing a video game. And, you know, whatever it is, I've seen and heard great results from following the steps in that guide.
Ladies and gentlemen, the thing is, it's easy to get overwhelmed, especially when you're first looking at it. But let me tell you, the math is in your favor. The old Pareto principle, the 80-20 rule works, that 20% yields 80% of the effect of any one thing. And you'll figure out which ones you need to focus in on. And ask God to show you which ones, and you'd be surprised how much impact you can make with just a couple of small decisions. Small victories lead to big wins, and that is the process that you need to begin. You know, you just can't be so overwhelmed by it that you just, you're frozen in fear, you know, as to how do I go ahead and do this. And I think the other thing, too, Tina, it's important for them to understand, sometimes, you know, parents are overwhelmed. They don't want to be, you know, overwhelmed by their kid that, you know, is out of control and they're upset about all this stuff. And, you know, like that 30-year-old that refuses to move out of their home, you know, the children will be encouraged. And, you know, kids want structure. They need to have these disciplines instilled. But, you know, we have contributed, you know, we're part of the problem in contributing to this culture. You know, kids that are going out there, they're unarmed, they're vulnerable. And they're being unfairly affected by the cultural influences that you don't even know about. You're not fully aware of.
I know. And we can't bury heads in the sand and avoid it. And you've got all different parents' sides. You have the parents that really care but not sure what to do. You have the parents that don't care, and so they don't help out at all. And you've got parents that are overwhelmed. And so I think by following these steps, I mean, in the end, we're going to have to face God and say, hey, we did everything we could. And that's what I want to say to God is, hey, you know, I did everything I could. Now, are we going to be perfect? We're not going to be perfect parents, but I would rather be like my parents,
mm-hmm.
where I was erring on the side of caution, saying, hey, let's not get involved with this. But the tip I want to tell parents is this. I have a lot of parents when I go speak saying, I just want to make sure they can come to me and run to me. So I feel like I need to be their best friend. I said, you have to put parenting above best friend mode.
Mm-hmm.
But when you parent, and that's why I love the way God has told me to deliver this content, it's not get that erased off your phone or what are you thinking, you know, of watching that movie or why are you playing that violent video game? It's explaining to the kids, here is how the gamers that create these games don't even allow their own kids to play the games, and here's why. Here's some videos on Tina's website, counterculturemom.com, in the video gallery. Check out what these gamers are literally saying, that they make the millions, but they don't let their own kids watch it or play it because of the consequences. When the kids see it from that perspective, it's not, mom said I couldn't play it, I'm going to show her. It's more, oh my gosh, I don't want to take part in that. If they're not doing it, I don't want to do it. And that's what's catching wind and catching fire, where I have a lot of my stuff that I update through my app, which I can talk about in a minute, is coming from kids sending me content saying, look at this screenshot on Snapchat, Tina. This is really dangerous. Look at this movie that just came out or is coming out. You've got to warn parents, because they become the little undercover FBI agents because their parents are helping them equip them with why is it not a good idea? How does it not line up with God's word? And then what can we do about it to warn other people? That's living exciting life for the Lord.
Exactly.
And why I think we're here to do work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're blessed to be a blessing. And, you know, the thing is, again, consider a drug seller. Do you think a drug seller is, you know, selling drugs to his kids or giving his kids drugs? Do you think that's happening? No, I don't think so. But in these older cultural entertainments, all in the name of entertainment,
right.
they put out this stuff. And as you've pointed out, Tina, time and again, these creators of this information have two showings. You know, one is for their kids and one is for the general public. And the general public is at the trough of this, you know, this awful stuff. And, what are we turning out?
I agree. We have to band together and join forces, because the cool thing is we have the power in our hands. If we don't buy, they don't supply, they'll go under.
Right.
And so we have the power to decide what stays on the air and what doesn't. If we don't want to watch it, be a part of it, let's all band together and say, forget this. We're not watching this show. We're not going to that amusement park. We're not going to that theater for that movie. But we will support this, this, and this.
Mm-hmm.
And I think even though media has a powerful influence because of the advertising dollars usually go towards promoting something that's anti-God, the cool thing is the advertising dollars are coming from us.
Mm-hmm.
So if we do not spend our dollar on anything that we honestly do not want to support, we will completely change this nation. And I really think it's starting to happen now, because like movies like Show Dogs that just came out, people are in an uproar right now. I just blasted out the alert through my app yesterday. I love living in this time, because I am seeing people wake up, get in the game, and speak their mind in love, but are bold. Like moms and dads saying, I'm not taking my kids, or I took my kids out of the theater halfway through when that scene popped up.
Wow.
We have a sense of like urgency that we want to do the best for our kids, and enough is enough. That mindset is really here in America. I can feel it. I've seen it through what I've witnessed personally, through text messages, phone calls, emails, all that. We are going to start doing something. So I just want to encourage people, download my Counterculture Mom app, because in there you will get notifications of what is coming out from pop culture ahead of the game, so you can warn your kids and talk to them ahead of the time so they are not exposed to anything graphic or violent. And there's an Inform Us section in the Counterculture Mom app. This just came out. Parents are flooding my phone with screenshots they take of a video game that just came out, videos that they see online that I need to be aware of, and then I blast it out as a notification to everybody else that has this app.
Well, Tina, we got to leave it there, so they can go to your website, Counterculture Mom.
Yes, .com.
.com, there it is. Tina Marie Griffin on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Tina.
Yes, Bill, you rock.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
You have
have been lied to. Generation